niggas treasure bullshit. I just want the treasury.
Yo, Marley, you made this?
Difference is I don't give a fuck. Problem is you probably give it up. I'm back strong, time to finish business up. The right situation to turn your numbers up.
The Evolution of a Hustler, Volume 1. The Evolution of a Hustler is a non-fictional synthesis. The goal is to highlight some key components through the eyes of someone who has risked it all throughout his life's journey. Meet Detroit King Tape, hustler slash entrepreneur with a similar background like most urban black children growing up in poverty. Though finding ways to navigate through troubled waters, the most important thing I've learned was all that I was searching for was within me all this time. Experiences help bring them to the forefront. Walk with me as I share my views, thoughts, and logic on how I move through life to this day. The title, Evolution of a Hustler, is the evolving of a person's mindset. Composed in these chapters are theories, realistic views, and experiences that have helped me evolve mentally, physically, and spiritually. This book is in no way a roadmap, autobiography, or tutorial on how to live your life. These are just my thoughts, ideas, and concepts that have led me to where I am in life today. I'm sharing this book in hopes that someone can draw from my point of view, experiences, and evolve as well. Everyone has a hustler in them, whether it's working your 9-to-5, running a company, or surviving in the underworld. Each chapter has relatable issues that will resonate with all social classes. I welcome you to gain something from this book. Also, I thank you in advance. Each one teach one. Let's get it. Chapter 1. Responsibility comes with being real. What is earned is deserved. The term being real has been overly used and exaggerated in this era. People loosely throw the saying around and associate it with however they perceive a situation. So we must come to agree that being real can be based on one's perception. Being real isn't just a state of mind or a thought process. It's the ability to leverage the proper thing to do versus something that's not G or gangster at all. Discernment is the word that comes to mind when I think of being real. Thus, being able to weigh things out to help you make the conscious decision or right move. The title of this chapter, Responsibility Comes With Being Real, is just that. Being responsible of one's thoughts and actions that will ultimately determine one's outcome. To be held accountable for one's action. To uphold a certain code or standard. You can't just say that you're real. Your actions have to emulate that. Example, being an active father or mother is being real. Knowing that your decision has to include another life that you're responsible for. Being true to what you commit to is being real. Being true to who you are is being real, etc.